for him.
非常高兴能够在这里再一次的奉主耶稣的圣名跟大家一起来分享主耶稣救人的福音。
And I'm very happy to have the opportunity here to share with everyone the gospel of God.
在这资讯的时代，我们每一天都接受了许许多多的信息。
And in this busy life of ours, every day we receive a lot of different types of messages.
常常我们觉得非常的厌烦。
Sometimes we may be overburdened or overwhelmed by these messages.
你仔细想一想，每一天你所听到的都是些什么消息？
If you think about it, what sorts of messages are you receiving every day?
虽然总是让人觉得，尤其是在今天这个经济不好的这个现况里头，总是一些让人觉得气馁灰心的消息。
And especially in this economic downturns, a lot of the messages that we're getting are very negative and pessimistic.
但是有时候我们又挡不了这些信息它就是进来了。
And there's no way for us to separate ourselves or block off these messages from coming to us.
所以今天很愿意在这里跟大家再来学习一下圣经里头所给我们的一个好的消息。
So today I'd like to use the opportunity to share with everyone the topic of the good tidings of our good Lord.
其实这是我们人生当中一个最大的消息。
In actuality, this is probably the most precious message that we can receive in our lives.
而且是一个好的消息，让我们能够喜乐的消息。
It's a great message, it's a joyful message.
但愿这样的一个消息能够给我们今天的生活里头带来一个很正面，一个很好的影响。
And I hope through this message from God that it'll have a positive influence on us.
在主耶稣降生之前的800年，有一位先知在神的感动之下，他来预言主耶稣的降生。
About 800 BC, there was a prophet that prophesized that the coming of Christ.
他说这个降生的主耶稣，他要被称为是奇妙。
And he prophesied that the Lord Jesus Christ would be called the miraculous one, the wonderful one.
的确，来到世界上的主耶稣，他的每一件事情都是奇妙的。
And indeed, everything that Jesus Christ has done in this world has been wonderful.
比如说，当主耶稣降生的时候
，For example, when Jesus Christ descended from the heaven.
在主耶稣降生的那一个晚上，在犹大地的野地里，有牧羊人在看守着羊群。
And that evening in the land of Judah, the shepherds were looking after their sheep.
相信那是一个不是寒冷的季节。
And that was probably at a time that wasn't during the winter.
所以野地里有牧羊人在照顾着羊群。
Therefore, that was the reason why there were shepherds tending the sheep in the pastures.
所以主耶稣的降生不是人所制造出来的所谓的12月25号。
So just by that alone, you could basically confirm that Lord Jesus Christ did not descend or was born in the month of December.
为什么说主耶稣的降生是奇妙的呢？
Why is it that the birth of Christ or the descending of Jesus Christ was a miraculous event?
是非常 wonderful.
Wonderful event.
因为那些野地的牧羊人在夜里，在晚上，他们看到了一个很奇特的光就是神的荣光。
And because during that evening, the shepherds saw a very unique source of light from the sky.
这不是人所制造出来的，也不是他们所曾经看过的光。
That type of light is not something that could be manufactured or something that they've seen in the past.
当人遇到陌生奇怪的情景，总是会觉得害怕。
When a person observe something unique or have seen something for the first time, sometimes we may be fearful.
所以这些野地的牧羊人，他们看到这个情景，觉得很诧异，而且害怕。
And when the shepherds observed this unique light, they were very shocked or surprised, and also they were fearful.
他们不但看见神的荣光，他们也看见了天使向他们显现。
Not only did they see the light of the glory of God, but they also see God's angels descending from the heavens.
天使很温柔地告诉他们说，你们不用害怕。
The angels gently tells them that do not be afraid.
说我要报给你们一个大喜的信息。
For they come with a blessful and wonderful news.
而且这是关乎所有的万人。
And that the news has to do with everyone in this world.
对每一个人来讲，这都主耶稣的降生都是大喜的信息。
And to everyone, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ should be the most wonderful news.
天使告诉他们说，在大卫的城为你们降生的救主。
And the angel says that at the city of David that shall be the birth of Jesus Christ, your Savior.
耶稣的降生是我们每一个人的大喜的信息。
And descending of Jesus Christ is the blessful news of all of us.
他所要带给我们的恩典是我们每一个人都需要的，而且我们可以得着的。
The grace that for which he has brought upon us is needed by every one of us, and is are something that we can all receive.
因为保罗曾经说过，说这个福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
And Paul once said that the gospel will save everyone that believes.
因为这是神的大能力、大恩典。
Because it contains the divine power of God.
首先我们来看为什么说是我们大家都需要的，而且可以得着的。
First, let us examine why this message is something that every one of us needs, and that everyone can receive.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
第六节，一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
这位降生的主耶稣基督，他其实就是天上那位独一的真神。
The Lord Jesus Christ that came down to this earth is in actuality the heavenly Father in the heavens.
他是我们众人的父。
He is the Father of all.
这位独一的真神，他超乎在众人之上。
And this God of all surpasses everyone.
就是他是一切的源头。
He is the source of everything.
今天我们很多的时候我们在寻找着那一个最原始的那一个最起初的。
Oftentimes humans are always in search of the most earliest being or the source of us.
比如说有些产品我们在找那个制造这个产品的那个厂商。
And when you look at a product, you will want you be curious as to who created this product or where this product was made.
我们常常需要我们常常想要买到的东西是出于那个原厂。
And you would be curious to find out which factory produced the product that you highly desire.
这个源头对我们人的生活来讲是非常的重要。
Therefore, origin of humankind is also a very important concept to us all.
这位神他是一切的来源。
God, here mentioned in the Bible, is the source of everything.
那所以他就是我们的需要。
Therefore, of course, we all have the need for him.
他称为是我们众人的父。
He is considered the father of all.
所以意思就是我们是被他所爱的，我们是可以得着他的。
Which means that he beloves every one of us and we will receive His love as well.
在这里又说到说, 他关乎在众人之中。
Here also says that He is also over all and through all and in all.
在众人之中。
He is through everything.
意思就是说, 他知道。
Meaning that He is omniscient.
在圣经里头有提到神曾经拯救这个以色列人出埃及。
In the Bible, it records the fact that God helped the Israelites escape the land of Egypt.
神对摩西说, 这些百姓, 他们所受的苦, 我看见了。
And God tells Moses that He observes and He confirms all of the sufferings that the Israelites have experienced.
神对摩西说, 这些百姓向我的呼求哀求, 我听见了。
God spoke to Moses and said that I have heard all of the calling and the longing for help from the Israelites.
神对摩西说, 这些百姓的苦楚, 我是知道的。
Our Lord said to Moses that I know all of their sufferings.
今天我们也常常非常珍惜所谓真正的朋友。
And today, likewise, we all cherish what we consider our true friends in this world.
你如何来定义 真正的好朋友?
However, what criteria do you use to set those friends as your true friends?
可能是一个总是能够在你身旁的人。
Maybe it's because they are always around you.
可能是一个总是能够听你来倾诉的人。
Perhaps this person always has an open ear for listening to you.
可能是一个那么的了解你的人。
Perhaps this person understands you.
可能是一个在你需要的时候总是能够给你获得帮助的人。
Or maybe this person always comes in when you're in need of help.
如果把所有的这些定义都合起来的话，我们实在很难找到这位理想的朋友。
And there's all these criteria and very different ones. Therefore, it's very difficult to set and distinguish who are your true friends in this world.
赞美诗里头有一首诗说耶稣是我们的恩友。
There's a hymn that is titled that Jesus is my friend.
主耶稣他就是涵盖了所有这些好朋友应该有的。
Jesus Christ basically replaces all of your best friends in this world.
他总是跟我们同在，他知道我们，他而且有能力帮助我们，也愿意帮助我们。
He is always there for us. He knows us. He can help us, and He's willing to help us.
有时候没有被了解、被知道，真的是一种心中的痛、心中的苦。
Oftentimes, it is actually a type of burden or suffering for having no one being able to understand you and be able to listen to you.
但是有时候真的这种苦是存在的。
And this type of suffering, it is very real.
但是主耶稣他原知道我们的苦楚。
However, in the Bible, it tells us that Jesus Christ knows about our suffering.
所以主耶稣是你的需要，也是我的需要。
That's why Jesus Christ is needed by you and also needed by us.
今天我得着了主耶稣，我相信你也能够得着主耶稣。
The fact that I received the Lord Jesus Christ today, I truly firmly believe that you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as well.
这里又说到这位神，他是要住在众人之内。
And the Bible also says that this God will live within all of us.
这是一个非常真实亲近的一个关系。
And this is a very real and close relationship.
这不是一个想象，这不是一个理想。
It's not only a theory, or it's not something that's fake.
这是一个非常真实的体验。
But rather, it is something that you can experience, and also it's something that's real.
这位真神。 这位伟大的真神, 祂能够住在我们里面。
This wonderful, great, divine God is willing and can live within every one of our hearts.
祂可以用几个不同的层面来住在我们里头。
He can live in, through a lot of different facets. He can live within us.
这对我们来讲都是需要的。
And we for sure have the need for His abidance.
这对我们来讲都是最大的恩典。
And to us, that would be the greatest blessing that we can receive.
他的教训, 他的道理, 要在我们里头。
His teachings and his words will be within us.
你想想看, 今天到底是什么东西进入了我们里头, 进入了我们的孩子里头。
If you think about it, what sorts of materials in the media or in the society are entering into your hearts or entering into your children's hearts?
今天有很多的父母亲实在是为他的儿女觉得非常的忧心。
A lot of parents in this world are very wary about their children's mental health.
在网络上, 他们不晓得在看什么, 在听什么。
They don't know what kind of websites that they can access on the web.
这一切你挡都挡不住。
And it is not something that you can easily block or segregate them from.
那我们自己呢, 我们里头又装的是什么?
And for ourselves, what sorts of material, what sorts of influence have we received from the society?
神, 这一位神, 他要住在我们里头。
Our God will live in our hearts.
他的教训, 他的道理, 要住在我们里面。
His teachings and his words will abide with us.
让我们的人生有真正的标准, 有真正的目标。
So that each and every one of our lives will have true meaning and true goal.
现代人一个很遗憾的事情就是没有绝对的标准。
And something that's very unfortunate in this society is that mankind a lot of times do not have a very distinctive goal or a valuable goal.
这是很多问题,很多的乱的一个原因。
It is because the world is so chaotic and sinful.
每一个人可以有自己的标准。
Everyone can have their own standards.
其实就是根本没有标准。
In actuality, there are no standards set forth for the society.
所以事实上我们真的是生活在一个非常混乱、非常可怕的一个时代里头。
So technically, we are living in a very chaotic time in this world.
因为在这个世界上,人也实在是找不出什么是真正的绝对的标准。
And in actuality, you cannot find a true meaning or true standard from the world.
这就是独一的真神,他为什么那么的重要。
This is where our divine God comes into play, and that is why He is so important.
因为他的道理就是我们的标准，我们的目标。
Because His words, His teachings are our goals. They are our standards.
他的标准成为我们人生的道路。
His goal will become paths of our lives.
这是一条美好的道路。 影像美好结果的道路。
And if we tread upon this path, it's going to be a wonderful path which leads to a wonderful conclusion.
他的灵要住在我们里头。
His spirit shall live within us.
这是也是一个奇妙的恩典。
This also is a wonderful and miraculous blessing.
如果我们越了解我们人自己, 我们会越觉得我们是渺小的, 是卑贱的。
The more we understand our weaknesses in ourselves, the more we will acknowledge that we are minute and weak.
一个很臭很脏的东西, 你的反应是怎样?
What are your reactions towards something that is detestable and very dirty?
你赶快避开。
I'm sure you would not draw close to that thing or person.
很脏的人, 但是神爱我们。
However, on the contrary, God loves those that are very dirty and detestable.
他不但愿意了解我们, 他甚至愿意跟我们同在。
Not only does He want to understand us and get to know us, He wants to live within us.
神要用他的爱 来住在我们里头。
Through God's love, He will abide in us.
当一个人被爱来充满, 这是最幸福的事情之一。
It is considered one of the most blessful things if we could be filled with love in our lives.
这就是为什么人能够沉醉在这个亲情的爱里头，夫妻的爱里头。
That's why sometimes the person may be indulged or very blissful when they are in love with someone.
但是人世间的爱，它总是非常的狭隘的，非常的有限的。
However, the love of mankind are limited and they are not everlasting.
人间的爱也非常的脆弱。
And the love between mankind are very fragile as well.
所以人间的爱常常它会改变了，它会变质了。
That's why sometimes, the love of men will change. They would have will be broken.
哦，这个最好的爱，最伟大的爱，就是神的爱。
On the contrary, the most great, most important and most greatest type of love is the God's love.
神愿意将他的爱来充满我们。
And God is willing to give us His love and fill each every one of our hearts with His love.
那我们讲比较实际一点的，到底这个主耶稣他带给我们什么？
Let's be more practical about this topic. So what exactly can Jesus Christ bring us?
我们请看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章十五节。
John chapter 1 verse 15.
约翰为主耶稣做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾经说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。”
John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.'"
从人来看，这里这一位约翰啊，他我们也称他施洗约翰。从人来看，他是比耶稣早出生。
Through human's perspective, John the Baptist was born before Jesus Christ.
但是他知道，这个主耶稣他是神成为人来到世界上。
However, John the Baptist understands that Jesus Christ is God manifested as flesh into this world.
所以约翰说他本来就是在我以前。
That's why John here says himself that he who comes after me has surpassed me.
十六节。
Because he was before me.
十六节，从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
16, from the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another.
这里约翰说主耶稣带给我们的是恩上加恩。
John here tells us that what Jesus brings us are blessings after blessings.
我们现在就来查考一下什么是恩上加恩。
So tonight let's use this opportunity to study into what are these blessings.
今天一个人能够带给我们一样的好处，我们就已经常常是感激不尽。
And sometimes we'll be more than thankful if one person that we know can bring us one blessing.
尤其是那一个给我们的那一个恩典啊，正是我们迫切需要的。
And it would be wonderful if that one blessing or benefit that this person brings us is something that we so happens to need the most.
这里说到主耶稣所要带给我们的恩惠啊，是恩上加恩。
However, in the Bible it says the Lord Jesus Christ shall grant us one blessing after another.
意思就是说他不是只有一个，他是好多个。
His blessing never ceases.Countless for us.
那今天晚上我只能够挑其中的几样跟大家一起来分享。
So tonight, because of time constraints, I can only share with you a couple of the key ones.
第一个，他带给我们生命。
First, he brings us life.
一般正常来讲，大家都同意这个生命是宝贵的，它是无价的。
Typically, I think everyone can agree that our lives are precious and something that we should protect.
所以主耶稣曾经说过，说一个人如果赚得全世界而把自己的生命赔上了，他能够拿什么来换生命呢？
That's why the Bible once says that if a person can gain the whole world but loses his life, then what things of this world can he use to regain his life?
这个赚得全世界，这是一个不可能的假设。
To gain the whole world is an unrealistic goal.
这也来凸显着主耶稣所说的那个生命，它的价值，它的宝贵。
And also, it's a parable to draw a comparison of how precious life is.
那我们来看看我们现在的我们的现况。
So let us look at ourselves, our current status, for instance.
我们知道这个生命。他会离开我们这个会朽坏的身体。
We know that all of us, our lives, one day will leave our physical flesh.
我们 看不到生命，摸不到生命，但是我们都承认生命的存在。
We cannot see our soul or our lives. We cannot touch it, but we all acknowledge that we have life within us.
只要我们坐在这里的每一个人，我们都承认我们有生命。
Every one of us sitting in this chapel tonight are living and can attest to that.
啊，这个生命有一天它必须要离开这个会朽坏的肉体。
However, one day all of our lives shall depart from us and we shall die.
我们常常不愿意说死，我们说走了。
A lot of the times we don't like to say the word die. We like to say, we have passed.
我们说 he's gone, 这个人走了。
Or this person has passed or has gone, is gone.
我是没有很仔细的去想说，这样的描述是到底是怎么来的。
I've never really given some thought or research into this type of way of describing death and where the origin of that came from.
啊，但是这样的一个描述呢，却是很符合事实。
However, that this type of description of our lives or death is very appropriate for us.
那个尸体还在我们眼前。
Because obviously the physical flesh is still in front of us that we can see.
但是我们说这个人走了。
However, when we say this person is gone,
到底什么走了？是他，就是他的生命走了。
What has gone? What has departed from him? It is his life that has departed from him.
我们已经讲过，这位神他是一切的源头。
We've previously mentioned that our God is the source of everything.
他是生命的源头。
He is obviously the he created lives.
他是。Resource, 是生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
所以谈到生命的问题，其实我们要谈的，我们所要谈的话题就是这个归宿的问题。
So if we want to talk about life and death, we have to discuss where does the life go afterwards.
无论我们是在上班，或者我们去旅游，或者我们出差。
No matter if we are at work, if we're on vacation, or somewhere else.
这个天黑了，晚上到了，我们总是要找一个地方来休息。
When the night comes, after the day breaks, or the day ends, we have to find a place to go home to rest.
这是一个非常实际的问题，我们要面对着将来的生命的归宿。
And likewise, it is a very practical notion for us to consider where our lives will end up or go to after they depart from us.
我们有没有想过我们的生命将要如何？
Have we thought about this before?
请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章四十节。
Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 40.
主耶稣说，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
For my father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
因为主耶稣就是生命的源头。
Because again, Lord Jesus Christ is the source of life.
所以他给我们将来归宿的一个最肯定的答案。
So therefore, he's able to give us a very, very certain confirmation as to where our lives will go.
这里说见到主耶稣而相信的人，他要得着永生，他末日得以复活。
Here basically says those who see Lord Jesus Christ and believes in him shall have eternal life.
我们要回到这个我们的源头。
One day we will return back to our origin.
而且这里又提到说我们要复活。
And here also tells us that we will be resurrected as well.
这个复活就不再是今天你我的这一个血肉之体。
And that would be not, once we resurrect, it wouldn't be in form of our physical flesh again.
圣经说像主耶稣复活那样子。
The Bible says when we resurrect again, it'll be like Lord Jesus Christ when he resurrected.
那是一个复活改变荣耀的身体。
It'll be a trans, transfiguration of our spirit, our life, our physical form into spirit.
主耶稣来到这个世界上，其中的一个目的之一就是要帮助我们去认识神，去归向神。
One of the main goals of Jesus Christ, for coming into this world, is so that He can help us understand, God and help us, turn back to God.
所以他所行的作为里头。有很多的时候是跟人的生命有关。
So a lot of the things that he preaches and his actions has to do, draw parallel with our lives.
啊，他让死人复活。
He performs miracles and causes dead people to resurrect.
啊，他来证明他就是那生命的主。
He confirms that he has mastered over life and death.
啊，主耶稣是一个存在真实的活神。
Lord Jesus Christ existed, and He is the living God.
在过去有的作为，在今天仍然有。
And what happened thousands of years ago can happen today.
有个姐妹，她把儿子起名叫做恩多，恩典很多。
There is a sister in our church who named his her son as Bountiful blessings.
他最后一次去妇产科医生那边做产前的检查，那也是他把孩子生下来的那一天。
The last day of her checkup, at her doctor was the same day that she delivered her baby.
去检查的日子，也在那一个时间，一个意外的事情发生。
And also something miraculous or accidentally happened to her as well at that time.
那这实在是神的一个美好的安排。
Basically, the fact that she gave birth, so that was a very perfect arrangement by God.
如果她不是去医院
，if she didn't go to her doctor,
那后果就很不堪设想。
Then she wouldn't know what to do if she was somewhere else.
纵然是这样，这个医生也是跟这个姐妹讲，说你的这个孩子能够存活啊，是神迹。
And the doctor even said to our sister that the fact that your son is able to live because of the circumstance was a miracle.
因为这个医生啊，在那种紧急的情况之下，他实在是没有把握。
Because if in those kind of emergency situation, anything can happen.
这个孩子接生下来，医生喊着说，要开刀房，也赶快做准备。
And when during the delivery, the doctor made sure that he prepared the surgical room, in just in case.
因为准备把这个姐妹从产房赶快移到开刀房。
And they were about to send her to surgical room to deliver the baby.
因为医生预估这个姐妹可能会大量出血。
And the doctor was afraid or estimates that this sister will have a lot of bleed a lot.
那结果啊，这一切都是只是医生的顾虑担忧而已。
But all of these were just worries of the doctor.
所以医生对我们的姐妹讲是神迹。
And because none of that happened, the doctor said that everything was a miracle.
我们刚才有提过，这位神也要住在众人之内。
We mentioned previously that our God will live within everyone.
我们要拥有神的生命在我们里头。
We all will also have the opportunity to own the living spirit of our God, and He shall live in us.
这个通常啊，怎样的生命，它就会有怎样的表现。
Typically, what kind of spirit lives within you, or what kind of life you have inside of you, will manifest what sort of behavior that you will have.
有神的生命在我们里头。我们就能够有神的性情表现出来。
If we have God's life inside of us, then we will manifest this characteristic in our daily living.
有个弟兄啊，他来到教会慕道。
There once was a brother when he was truth seeking at our church.
这个慕道了一段时间之后，他这个信主了，他受洗。
After seeking the truth for a couple of months, he believed and he was baptized.
他知道他的受洗会遭受他可能会遭受他到他母亲的反对。
At that time, he was afraid that the fact that he decided to be baptized, he will receive opposition from his parents.
尤其是他的妈妈。
Especially his mom.
啊，但是他认为说，他实在是找到了神，他实在是做了一个正确的选择。
But at the time, he felt assured that he has found God and he is doing the right thing.
所以他决定，他先受洗，他先不告诉妈妈。
So he decided that he was going to be baptized first and then tell his mom later.
啊，结果啊，他的太太还是忍不住的告诉了，啊，告诉了啊这弟兄的妈妈。
But his wife still could not hold it within herself and ended up telling his mom.
我们常常说婚前婚后是会有很大的不一样。
A lot of times, we describe our premarital conditions very different from post-marriage.
在婚前呢、啊，这两个人无论再怎么努力的去了解对方啊，其实都是很模糊的。
No matter how hard you try, sometimes before marriage, it's very confusing and very difficult to really truly know and understand each other.
所以婚前很多的时候，很多的事情。其实不是那么真实。
And that's because a lot of the times, how we act and what we do aren't really ourselves before we get married.
当两个人真正住在一起了，那就是真实的。
But after marriage, after two people really live together for a period of time, then you will see each other's true selves.
所以配偶有什么软弱，什么真实的个性，怎样的？的这种负面的个性，配偶最知道。
And that's why your spouse knows all of your weaknesses, all of your negative aspects or character of yours.
所以最知道这位弟兄的就是他太太。
So the person that knows this brother the most is his wife.
那这个做太太的为什么这么急于来跟婆婆讲说，你的儿子去受洗
？So then why would his wife be haste in that to share this news that he was about to be baptized with her mother-in-law.
去真耶稣教会受洗。
And to why would she go and tell on him that he was about to go be baptized in Jesus' church?
因为在这段时间呢、啊，他太太实在看到这个弟兄他的改变。
And it was because throughout that time, his wife has seen the transfiguration or changes in this brother.
在人的面前或许可以装一装。
In front of people, sometimes you can act or pretend.
在一个每天生活在一起的人，你是没有办法装的。
But in front of your spouse, for which you live daily with, it's very difficult to always act a certain way or pretend.
因为有神的生命在这个弟兄里头。
Because of the fact that there were the God's spirit and life dwells with his brother.
他很自然地将神的性情在家庭里头，在生活当中表现了出来。
He was able to naturally manifest the character of God, and therefore he was much gentler and was changed to his spouse.
他的太太看到他有这生命的改变。
His spouse observed his changes.From believing God.
因为这是主耶稣带给我们的恩典。
And because that is one of the blessings that God has promised us.
再请看约翰福音十四章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14 verse 27.
二十七节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give you as the world gives, do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
为什么 没有平安。
Why is it that we sometimes don't have peace?
因为生活当中充满着忧愁跟让我们胆怯的事情。
Because there's a lot of things that causes us to be fearful and gives us burden in this world.
耶稣要带给我们平安的恩典。
Jesus Christ shall bring us the blessing of peace.
有人说平安是人活着的一个最基本的需要。
Some people may say that peace is one of the essential factor in living well in this world.
所以我们很多的努力其实就是为了拥有一个平安。
And a lot of the times we strive very hard, work very hard, just so we can receive a peace of mind.
是的，我们的努力也带给我们一些的平安。
Indeed, a lot of our striving, our efforts may bring us some peace.
但是我们所努力得来的平安，它常常是有条件的，是短暂的。
However, a lot of these peace that we receive are either temporary or are conditional.
所以很多人常常是活在指望得平安，却得不着平安。
So a lot of the times we find ourselves living in the desire or longing after peace and the striving after peace, but never receiving it.
但是这里主耶稣他应许给我们的平安，不像我们人所自己得来的平安。
In the Bible here tells us that the peace for which Jesus will give us is not like the peace of the world.
这也是主耶稣所说的在主耶稣里头的平安。
This is the peace that Jesus had mentioned previously of the peace from having God within us.
请看约翰福音十六章三十三节。
Let's turn to John chapter 16 verse 33.
三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will not, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
这是主耶稣要带给我们的平安。
This is the peace that Jesus will grant us.
主耶稣说，在这个世界上是有苦难。
Jesus Christ, says to us that we will have trouble in this world.
但是又能够有平安。
But we still are able to be peaceful.
这个就是一种超越的平安。
So this type of peace surpasses any other peace that we may obtain ourselves.
这个是一种绝对的平安。
This is ultimate peace.
是超越了我们的环境，超越了我们的遭遇的平安。
It surpasses our environment. It surpasses everything that we know.
当然这里头也包括了我们人所努力可以得着的那种平安。
Of course, this peace will also include those peace that we can strive for ourselves.
这就是我们常常在生活当中所领受的各样的这个从神来的恩典。
It would include bits and pieces of all the grace and the blessings that we receive from our Lord in our daily living.
那到底什么是这个超越的平安？
So what is the peace that surpasses all?
它有两个条件。
There's two criteria.
第一个，神的同在。
First, it has to have the abidance of God.
第二个，像这里主耶稣所说的，我已经胜了这个世界。
Second, it has to be as Jesus described here that he has overcame the world.
我们能够拥有神的同在。
In order for us to have the abidance of God.
因为这是神的应许。
Because that's a promise of God.
他不会撇下我们。
He will not depart from us.
我们也能够跟主耶稣一样胜了这个世界。
And we can also be like Jesus and overcome this world.
主耶稣最大的胜利就是胜过死亡。
The ultimate victory of Jesus was the fact that he has overcame death.
今天我们也在主耶稣的恩典之下，我们胜过死亡。
And under the grace of God, today we can also overcome death.
因为主耶稣他是生命的源头。
Because Jesus Christ is the source of our lives.
我们刚才已经讲过了，在主耶稣基督里头，我们的生命是有保障的。
We've mentioned previously that in Lord Jesus Christ, our lives will have assurance.
举一个例子来说明。
Let's use as an example.
在圣经丹尼里书里头，有三个敬畏神的人，他们面对着要被扔进 火窑里头。
In the book of Daniel, it records three God-fearing people, and they were encountering danger of being tossed into the lion's den.
火窑 furnace.
Furnace. I'm sorry.
因为啊，他们不愿意拜人手所造的偶像。
Because the reason was because they did not want to worship or eat of those the idols at the time.
而那个偶像又是王所造的。
And the idol was created by the king at the time.
所以王想要特别恩待他们。
The king wanted to actually show them favor.
说再给你们一次机会。
He said to these three people, I'm going to give you another chance.
你们如果跪拜的话，你们就免死。
If they would bow down and worship this idol, then I will spare your lives.
通常人面对死亡是没有平安的，是害怕的。
Most of the time, when we encounter death, or human encounter death, there's no peace of that concept.
这三个人却对王说，你不用给我们这个机会。
But these three people said to the king, there's no need for you to give me this opportunity to spare our lives.
我们不会拜你的偶像。
We will never worship the idol that you made.
我们知道神会保护我们。
Because we know that our God will help us and save us.
纵然神在这个时候没有保护我们，我们也不会跪拜你的像。
Even if our God does not save us, we still won't kneel before your idol.
这是真正的平安。
That is the true peace.
把这些有限的条件拿掉了。我仍然有平安。
Even when you strip away all the conditions, that they still are in peace of themselves.
这就是在主耶稣里头的平安。
That is the peace that you will receive in Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣所带给我们的恩惠。
And that is the type of blessing that Jesus will bring us.
我们请再看加拉太书第五章。
Let's also turn to Galatians chapter
5. 加拉太书第五章第一节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by yoke of slavery.
这里说主耶稣基督让我们得自由。
Here it says that it is Christ that has set us free.
我们会觉得在这个自由的社会里头还谈自由吗？
Why is it that we need to discuss the concept of freedom when we're living in a free society?
其实我们要去正视在我们生活当中所充满着很多的不自由。我们要去看我们生活当中很多的不自由。
In actuality, we have to think about a lot of the things around us actually bounds us. It's actually not a form of freedom.
不要以为说我们生活在自由的社会里头，我们就真正的自由。
Don't simply believe that just because we live in a free society that we truly have a freedom.
圣经里头提到说，一般的世人是在那恶者的手下。
The Bible tells us that most of the people in this world will be under the control by the evil one.
特别用恶者的手下，在恶者的手下，当然就是被控制了，失去了自由。
So, of course, it emphasizes being under imprisonment of the evil one, therefore being controlled and not having true freedom.
人的生活里头有罪恶的捆绑。
In our lives, we have the imprisonment of our sins.
人的生活里头有自己里头那个罪性、情欲的捆绑。
We are enslaved by our own evil desires, and our original sin.
越是自由的地方，人越是被自己的罪性来捆绑。
The more free of a place we can go, the more you will witness that we are imprisoned by our sinful desires and nature.
人所谓的自由，其实是让自己生活在 自己的情欲跟罪性里头。
And what we consider freedom in this world basically allows us to live freely and without control of and express full expression of our evil desire.
但是事实上，在内心的深处是痛苦的。
But in actuality, deep down within, we live in suffering and vanity.
不自由就是一种痛苦。
Not being free is a form of suffering.
当一个人来面对着自己的良心，
when a person faces up against his or her own conscience,
当一个人来面对着正规的道德标准，
when a person faces up against the standard of righteousness,
当一个人来面对着自己所爱的家人，
when a person stands up and facesup to his own family members.
当一个人来面对着这个社会上的条规法律，
when a person stands up and faces against the laws of this world,
有很多的人他是要发现说自己是不自由的。
There's going to be a lot of people that will find themselves not truly free.
他想要做对得起良心的事情，但是他做的事情是对不起良心。
Because they like to do things always the things that their conscience tells them to do that they always cannot carry out.
他不想要伤害家人，但是他所做的事情偏偏伤害最爱他的人。
It is within their conscience not to hurt their loved ones, but a lot of the fact that they keep on hurting their loved ones.
有很多的人本来是不信什么鬼神。
A lot of people are atheist.
但是却也在他的生活里头、工作里头发现了自己的有限。
But they also acknowledge that they are limited throughout their lives in their work or in their pursuit.
但是想要突破，又没有那个能力来突破。
But the fact that they like to surpass this, they like to search for this concept, they cannot find a clue.
必须要借助于外来的力量来帮助他。
There has to be an external help that will help them from outside.
就因为这样，又常常让人落入了那个迷信。
So because of this, a lot of the times people will fall into superstitions.
就跟随着这些大师、道术、道士的指引。
And they will follow after these sorceries and.Witchcrafts or superstitions.
陷入了迷信的捆绑。
And they will be enslaved by these superstitions.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣要让我们得着自由。
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ will set us free.
主耶稣的真理要让我们得着自由。
The truth of Jesus will cause us to find the true freedom.
所以这个自由的话题也就是一个我们如何生活的问题的一个话题。
So the topic of freedom is similar to the topic of how we should live as well.
再请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章十三节。
John chapter 4 verse 13.Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again." 14. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
在这里，主耶稣讲到他所要赐给我们的水。
Here it records the type of water that Jesus will give us.
那这就不是物质上的水。
This, of course, is not.A water of this world.
这是谈到了这个满足的这个问题，这件事情。
This few verses really gets at the concept of being content.
拥有是一种满足。
To have is a form of contentment.
所以这也是一个拥有的话题。
So this is a discussion of how to be content.
今天我们为什么这么努力的去拥有？
Why is it that today every one of us puts in so much effort to want to have something?
就是为了要得着满足。
It's because we want to be satisfied. We want to feel contentment.
但是我们常常我们的精力是 好像喝这物质的水，喝了还要再口渴。
But a lot of the times our experience or consequence are as described in verse 13 that we drink of this water but we'll be thirsty again.
那到底我们要拥有什么，我们才能够有真正的满足？
So what should we have and what should we pursue after so that when we truly have it, we will be content?
我们需要拥有主耶稣。
We have to have Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的，我们需要拥有主耶稣的道理。
We have to have the words of Christ.
我们需要拥有主耶稣的灵。
We have to have the Spirit of Christ in us.
这样我们才能够有真正的满足。
Then we will truly be content in our hearts.
所以在我们的生活当中，生命是要紧的。
So in our daily living, life is important.
我们需要有平安的生活。
We must have a peaceful life.
我们需要有自由的生活。
We have to have freedom in our lives.
我们需要有满足的生活。
We also have to have contentment in our lives.
这些我们所需要的都可以从主耶稣那边来获得。
And all these criteria which causes us to have a good life all can be granted by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们说主耶稣的降生是那大喜的信息。
That's why we said previously that the birth of Christ is a blessful, wonderful news.
我们一起来唱诗七十五首。
Please sing hymn 75.
我们请唱第一节、第二节跟最后一节。主耶稣所要带给我们的恩惠不但是现在，也是将来。
The blessing of God is not only of today, but also is of the future.
主耶稣所要带给我们的恩惠。不但是在这个物质界，也是在我们的精神、我们的心灵。
The blessing of God is not only of this world, but also of in our hearts and in the spirit.
主耶稣所要给我们的恩惠，不但是我们个人，也是我们整个家庭。
And the blessings of God is not only for ourselves, but also for our family members and our loved ones.
主耶稣他知道我们。
The Lord Jesus Christ knows us.
主耶稣他看见我们。
Jesus Christ sees us.
主耶稣他也能够听见我们对他的祷告。
And the Lord Jesus Christ can hear all of our cries and prayers.
所以我们接下来的祷告，我们要每一个人自己来向天上的真神祷告。
So the following prayer, let us all pray earnestly to our Heavenly Father.
让我们一起来体验他的爱，他的灵。来充满我们，来住在我们里面。
So that every one of us shall experience His love, and His Spirit, and that His blessing will abide with us all.
只要我们用一个诚恳相信的心来做祷告。
We have to have a sincere and earnest heart when we pray to Him.
让我们也用一个过去不懂不晓得，现在要回头的这种。
We also should have an attitude that before we do not know, and now that we are repenting and coming back to God.
这种悔改的祷告是神所珍惜的。
God cherishes and finds favor in a prayer of repentance.
不怕我们过去的那一种无知或者过患，只怕我们不懂得来悔改，来归向神。
It doesn't matter what we've done in the past, the mistakes, the misbehaviors, but as long as we know now and we acknowledge and repent, and that's all that matters to God.
照着主耶稣的应许，他要将他的灵来浇灌我们。
According to the promise of God, He shall grant His Spirit upon us.
那一个现象就是我们在祷告当中，我们就讲出一种我们听不懂的话来。
When that happens, that experience is we will speak of a language of tongue that we do not understand.
这是神给我们，神所赐给我们的。
And that's His Spirit, something that He grants, promised us.
这里头却充满着神的奥秘跟神的恩典。
And within that, it contains God's mystery.
我们出声音祷告。
And we should pray out loud with our voice.
尤其我们还没有领受圣灵的，我们要出声音祷告。
And we should pray earnestly with a loud voice, especially those of us who haven't received the Holy Spirit yet.
因为声音代表着我们的渴慕。
We should show our eagerness and earnestness.
我们很简单的念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
We should say hallelujah to praise our Heavenly Father.
主耶稣他知道我们，他认识我们，他听我们的祷告。
The Lord Jesus Christ, they know us. He knows us. He will hear our cries and prayers.
奇妙的恩典，奇妙的爱，就要临到我们。
And you shall experience the wonderful blessing and His wonderful love.
当然，我们一开始奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
And we start our prayer by stating in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We pray.
这是我们祷告祈求的对象。
Because that is the God's name that we are praying for.
可以的话，我们用最虔诚的态度来祷告，跪着、手合着、眼睛闭上。
We are sincere and are with a heart of reverence by kneeling down, holding our hands together, eyes closed, so we can concentrate when we pray to Him.
好，我们要求圣灵、求恩典的，接受按手祷告的，请到前面来。
Those of us who wish to have the pastors laying hands to assist you of anything, and also to pray for the Holy Spirit, please come forward in the chapel.
我们现在同心跪下祷告。
Let us all kneel down to pray in one accord.
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。